From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. As of Thursday night, officials reported 4 people had died in the disastrous pedestrian bridge collapse at Florida International University. At least 9 others were injured, 2 critically. The tragedy involved a red light, but also serious questions about whether this new, highly celebrated bridge should have ever gotten the green light.
The first thing I saw was 4 cars being crushed under a bridge that collapsed from the center.
Daniel Betancourt was working as a valet outside Florida International University's medical school before 2 p.m. Thursday when he heard the tremor. A block away, the new FIU pedestrian bridge, a 174-foot, 950-ton expanse across Southwest 8th Street at 109th Avenue, had imploded. Betancourt ran around the building and was sickened not just by the broken bridge plunging at an angle into the pavement below, nor just by the cars he saw under the collapsed bridge with their headlights staring at him. He saw something else.
The red light.
That red traffic light meant 8 cars sitting helplessly under the bridge when suddenly, without warning, it came down. When first responders arrived within minutes, the rescue scenario looked as grim as anything they'd seen.
This is about an 11 on a scale from 1 to 10.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Al Crew said the sheer mass of the bridge, coupled with the instability of the immense rubble his team needed to search, made it a forbidding task.
Working feverishly with the heavy machinery, try to penetrate the concrete to be able to get cameras in there and also our search dogs to see if there's any viable patients inside the 8 vehicles that are trapped underneath all the rubble.
Miami-Dade search and rescue workers are known for their efforts at disaster sites around the world. Within an hour, they'd gotten 9 people who were injured at the edge of the bridge collapse to Kendall Regional Trauma Center. But as night fell, the questions about how a colossal new structure like this could have failed so catastrophically got louder.
Can I take the limited questions in English?
Florida Governor Rick Scott briefed the media as rescuers worked just yards away.
There will clearly be an investigation to find out exactly what happened and why this happened, and we will hold anybody accountable if anybody's done anything wrong.
Scott was joined by Florida Senator Marco Rubio and FIU President Mark Rosenberg. Rubio pointed out that ironically, the bridge was built as a safety measure, especially after an FIU student was killed by a car last year while crossing 8th Street. He also promised the federal government would take part in the investigation.
Which the one thing that we do owe the people of the country and the people of this community, because part of this project is federal funding that everyone took great pride in, we deserve to know what went wrong.
FIU President Rosenberg seemed especially stunned. Just last weekend, he and the university were celebrating the erection of the $14 million bridge, which then passed inspection by the firm BDI.
This bridge was about collaboration, was about hope, it was about opportunity, it was about determination.
Now Rosenberg was answering questions about FIU's vetting of the construction companies, including the Miami firm MCM.
This has been one of the most intensely managed processes that is around because of the federal support for it.
Perhaps the biggest question Thursday night was whether stress tests being conducted on the still unopened bridge might have played a role in the collapse. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.